Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Michael is the only archangel in the Bible. A lot of people think there's three archangels or four, two, whatever. The Bible only names one archangel. Gabriel was never mentioned as an archangel. Okay, arch means one. Number one, archangel. Michael's listed as that. Could it be? It's very possible. Because look in verse number three, and with a loud voice. Remember about the trump of God, and with the voice of the archangel. With voice like an archangel. I don't know. Just supposition, you know. I never forget. I'll go back to my seminary days. Believe it or not, I won't did go to seminary Bible college. Had a great Bible teacher. He's dead in heaven today. Dr. Rick Adams. These guys know Dr. Rick Adams. Great man of God. And Dr. Adams would get in the Bible classes and school at college. He said, fellas, I'll give you stuff from the Bible, that what the Bible says. But he says, I'll let you know when it's my opinion. I'll let you know it's my opinion. He said, opinions are like armpits. How so, Dr. Adams? He said, everybody has two opinions and they both stink. Okay, so it's just my opinion that is most likely Michael, and maybe not. But anyway, I do believe it's another angel. It's not Jesus Christ that has come down, has put his foot on the sea and on the earth and all, and this is another angel. But let's look how he's described. He's clothed with clouds and a rainbow upon his head, and his face as it were the sun, and his feet as fires. Again, I could understand why they would attribute these attributes to Jesus Christ. But even thinking of that, like it says, his face, and we know what the rainbow means about the grace, and his face was as it were the sun. Can you imagine being around the presence of God and the glow that you... Remember, Moses was in God's presence on the, was that Mount Nebo? No. Help me out. I won't say Ararat, but that's another mount with the argument, Mount Nebo. Where he went up and he received the commandments of God. And he came down off the mountain and his face shone for 40 days. In other words, they had to cover his face up. Remember that? They literally put a sheet on. She covered his face up because he had been in the presence of God. Imagine an angelic being that had come down from the presence of God. If it is Michael who's around the throne, whoever it is, this angel being, no wonder his face shone as a sun. So again, it doesn't necessarily mean Jesus. I mean, could be, I believe it's another angel. His face was that were a sun. It just shone. Feet of fire shows the strength and judgment about to come. And I also have a note here. I picture him like as an ambassador. Think a lot of that recently, like in Ukraine, all that's taking place now. You know what an ambassador does? An ambassador literally is a representative. He has all authority. He's a official representative from that country. You're following an ambassador. I just picture this as mighty angels, as an ambassador, if you will, that came from heaven with God's authority. And he stands upon the earth, upon the sea, one foot on the sea and one foot on the earth. And don't think of it like we would stand like he's on the seashore, you know, 18 inch, you spread kind of 18 inches, you know. I think it's more than that. I don't want to go into that. But anyway, I don't think he just literally stand on the seashore, you know, and there's the waves lapping on his feet over here, and he's over here in the sand in the seashells. I think it's just a picture where a mighty angel, says he's got, verse number two, his right foot is upon the sea and his left foot upon the earth. Another thing, look at verse number two, he had in his hand a little book. In Revelation chapter number five, Jesus opened a scroll. Remember the seven seals and then the seven trumpets and all? And it wasn't a little book. Literally, where it says a little book, literally it means a booklet. Just a small book. Just a small book that the angel, this mighty angel, had in his hand. It would not be the same scroll that Jesus opened in Revelation chapter number 5. This is a completely different book. Matter of fact, it's called a little book. A few times, four or five times, I have it mentioned here. My notes are a mess in my reading here. But anyway, four or five times it's called a little book that separates it from Revelation chapter number 5. And then verse number 3, let's go a little bit farther. And he cried with a loud voice, as it were a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when these seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. Remember that John was about to write what he heard. And remember Revelation chapter number 1, God told John, I want you to write everything you see, everything you hear, I want you to write it down. Well, John's about to write what these seven thunders had said. And God said from above, seal those things which the seven thunders, to verse number 4, and write them not. What did they say? What did they utter? I have no idea. No idea. One Bible scholar, I guess he's pretty smart, he thought that it was going to announce who the two witnesses are, and that's kind of way out. Some people are just too smart for their britches, you know. I don't understand people. Where he gets that one, I don't know. But he wrote in a book. God's announcing too. I sure would never put that one in a book. Matter of fact, you'll appreciate this. When I was in Kenya many years ago as a missionary, had to be careful. I won't name any names. He came and he was sharing with our preacher boys there in Kenya eschatology, his thoughts about the coming of the Lord. He had a week-long seminar, call them seminars. Okay. He stayed in our home at night. He'd teach the preacher boys during the day, then he'd stay in my Latrice's, our home in Kenya, at night. Well, we disagreed, and I'm a new missionary over there, and believe me, I didn't say a word. Didn't say a word as he's teaching, but he's saying some things I'm not agreeing with, but who am I? You know, I didn't invite him. Other missionaries had invited him, and he's teaching, and I'm just listening, okay? But he was staying in my home because he's in that town. Anyway, he knew I didn't agree with him with some of the things. I believed Jesus could come at any time. He didn't believe that. He believed that he was going to go through part of the tribulation. He actually believed he was going to have the privilege. I shouldn't say all this, but you don't know who he is anyway. He's dead in heaven, I think. Old me. That he was going to have the privilege of baptizing some of those 144,000 that was sealed. Yeah, that's what I said. Wow. Yeah, exactly. Okay. And then we got talking about our differences, and I'll never forget, we're sitting across the table from each other eating supper. And I just gave him Bible, and he was giving me opinion, and I'd come back with the Word of God. Well, this is what, and I said, Brother so, I'm going to mention. I said, Brother so and so, I really don't care what you think. I want to know what the Bible says. I said it in a graceful way, on a smart aleck, because he was pretty strong. He was dogmatic, and all. I said, Brother, what does the Bible say? Well, then finally he just said, Well, I can tell you who the two witnesses are. Okay, you know. But anyway, we'll talk about that next week. He just, people have some strange ideas, okay? How I got into that, I don't know. But anyway, these seven thunders, I have no idea what they say. I have no idea what to say. It says, write them not. An angel which I saw stood upon the sea and upon the earth, lifted up his hand toward heaven. Here's another reason I do not believe this is Jesus Christ. In verse number 6, and swore by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and all the things that are therein, and the earth and all the things that are in the sea and all the things which are therein, that there should be time no more. Who created this earth? God. Even more, what's the word, Doug? Even it down. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Who is the Word? Jesus Christ. Verse number 14 of John chapter 1. And all things were created by him. But all things are created. Turn me, John. I can't quote this. Turn me, John 1. This may not be important to you, but it is to me. Yeah. It's verse number 3. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.